Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and this is our segment where we talk with Beth McDonald. I like to refer to her as our AAA editor, our astrological and astronomical assignment editor, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the world as it relates to the events of the planets and so forth. But before we do that, I'm going to mention to you a couple of films I think you might be interested in seeing. They're coming up the 9th at Yoga Soup here in Santa Barbara, called The Spirit Molecule. Basically, you're going to want to get more information. It's within us all, The Spirit Molecule Within Us All, again at Yoga Soup, 7:30 p.m. And you can go to hopedance.org and click on the events page. You get all the information, all the particulars. Usually there's a small donation of $8 or $10 or $12, very nominal, especially for what you get. And then on the 23rd of May, also at Yoga Soup, Vine of the Soul, Encounters with Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca, it's a film by Richard Meach, if any of that means anything to you. So I encourage you to check those out. Go to hopedance.org, click on the events page, and you can get all the particulars about the different movies that are coming out. Now, there is a movie that is available for viewing, having to do with something that we're going to be talking about in the near future. And it has to do with a group of 13 women. They're elders of from the four corners of the earth. They are the 13 indigenous grandmothers, and they are basically weaving a world that works. Fascinating. I've seen a lot of the videos online at YouTube, and if you'd like to check that out as well, there's a movie that was shown here locally. I'm sure it's going to be shown again. It's called For the Next Seven Generations. So check that out. Good stuff, far better than anything you're going to see in any of the movie theaters, I do say. Right now, far better than anything that we can guess at, we're going to talk with Beth McDonald now about what in the world is going on. We're going to talk a little bit about our families and community, which is sort of what these grandmothers are helping us through, and also talking about service above self. And again, that also speaks to what these 13 women are doing coming together. And I have to say, Beth, that growing up in a family of eight with four sisters, two older, two younger, I really wouldn't have a real problem with living under a matriarchal society. So, I'm ready for that.
You're ready. Yeah. Well, you're one in a million. You know, it's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare. But there's just times in these astrological cycles where everything comes back home. And this is one of them. Granted, there's a lot of energy in Aries, which is considered, it is a male sign, but Aries is primarily the innovator and the pioneer and the one who finds the new way. And what I'm seeing so much in my practice right now, now that Easter's over and tax season is over and we're kind of regrouping, it's a lot of things are coming back home. A lot of people are coming back home. There's a lot of emphasis on home and family, extended family, community, working together to solve our common problems. This week I'm suddenly seeing, more divorces again, and Uncle Joe lost his job, and so and so just got diagnosed with a medical condition, which is going to bring a hardship on the family. And so, there's a lot of patterns and trends that I see in my job. And right now, all roads lead home. And so, and home can be such a blessing, because when it's working, nobody nourishes us and feeds our souls like our families do.
Mm-hmm.
But on a trickier day, it's a lot of work. It is service. You have to put the good of the whole sometimes above your own immediate needs, for a family to work.
And that's not saying that you put the good of the whole to putting yourself aside.
Right.
This is not about denying self. It's about at this point in time, for this period.
For this period.
Let's focus on the good of the whole.
Right.
You can get back to yourself you know, in a week or two, or whatever the time frame is.
Right, and it gets a little political at times, and everybody's different, but the model I like to use, I have a dear client, her family has a mission statement, and the mission statement of this family is, we are a democratic family where we work together to make sure everybody gets their needs met.
Okay.
And it was the most crystalline thing I have ever seen a matriarch walk into my office and say, and it is so powerful. That is the model that all of us aspire to. It's not easy on a good day. You know, it's not easy on a good day, but you know, the idea is with give and take, with compromise and negotiations, you know, in general, we are committed to everybody getting their needs met in this family, you know, knowing that not everybody's going to be 100% happy every minute of every day.
Right, right.
But that's the goal we are aspiring to, and it's just a magical thing.
But isn't it also my own personal experience and awareness that the women in particular within families, within extended families especially, and not to be flippant and throw stereotypes
right.
out there, but haven't women really been the backbone? Haven't they been the ones, so to speak, calling the shots all the time anyway? And again, I'm actually looking at that and saying that from the standpoint, in all seriousness, from the dynamics that we have in our world.
Well, I to a certain degree, yes, in that you manifest what you are intending. But if women wielded as much power, women would not be paid 75 cents on a dollar to a man. You know, it would still not be quite such a man's world. You know, women are still struggling, I think, to figure out, you know, what's fair, what's right, how do we use our power appropriately. You know, so many women, you know, kind of suffer silently or martyr themselves and never really live the kind of full or fulfilled lives. They're always sacrificing for their children and their elderly parents and their husband's career and whatever. I mean, we're kind of taught that we have to be, you know, we have to be the backbone, but it's the backbone, you know, at our expense. And so I do believe, I agree with you, that model is changing.
Yeah.
But it's often the most difficult for women to realize that, you know, they have to be the change they want to see in the world. It begins with us. It begins with me.
And I know that there was a line, and this is going back to what I saw last night on YouTube as far as these 13 indigenous grandmothers. And there was a quote that was put in there that the only way that we're going to change the world is if we change. Then
right.
There was the equivalent of a long pause or a quadruple spacing.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom in the far lower right-hand corner, it said, all of us.
Right.
And it got me to thinking about how I played this one game in a program that I went through back in the 80s. It was called Lifeboat, and you had to vote people off. And you had to sort of figure out, okay, well, why am I voting this person off? I mean, they're a human being and blah, blah, blah. Well, this is the reverse of that. This is a lifeboat, and we are saying to everyone, please, please come on board. You
yeah.
know, the old ways aren't working anymore. Let those go. Please, we want you on board this lifeboat.
Yeah.
That's really what's being said these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and we value your contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
exactly.
contributes.
Exactly.
Everybody has something magical and useful, utilitarian, to contribute to this process. You know, it's just about how do we work together to maximize
yeah.
what we have to work with here.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out today to share with us this information, and people can get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And they can call you
at 963-0842, and that's in the 805 area code.
All right. And we encourage you to get in touch with Beth. If you have questions, you can go to her website. You can send her an email. You can phone her. We've given you the number. And certainly she's been on the program. I can't remember if you've been on once or twice, but as far as a long interview, long form interview.
Right. Twice now.
So yeah. Her interviews are there. And of course, we're linked to her website as well. So
yes.
We encourage you to check out BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard. Talk to you next time.
And we'll be back with more on Tell Me Your Story in just a moment. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.